This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there was a time in this economy, back before the financial crisis, when bank mergers were all the rage. One big bank buying up another big bank until we wound up with a whole lot of ever bigger banks. Since the crisis, though, not so much. A whole lot of smaller banks have merged, but the biggies, yeah, kind of tumbleweeds. Until today, BB&T and SunTrust, two of the biggest regional banks in this economy, announced the biggest bank merger since the financial crisis this morning, an all-stock deal worth $28 billion. It's going to create the sixth largest consumer bank in the country because, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, now more than ever before, size matters.
As BB&T and SunTrust have grown, they've gotten closer to hitting a regulatory tipping point, $250 billion in assets. At that size, banks have faced more government oversight. Recently, though, the Trump administration loosened the rules and compliance costs for banks with up to $700 billion in assets, which is where the merged bank would land, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.com.
Lifting the asset threshold at which banks have to undergo more stringent stress tests, stricter regulation, has opened the door to mergers between regional institutions.
Which he says they need to do to go up against the trillion-dollar banks like JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America. And banks big and small have to worry about competition from financial technology, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. Think PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Wallet, and whatever Amazon or Facebook might come up with.
All banks need to get ready for that disruption. But it takes a lot of technology investment, and the bigger the bank, the easier that is.
The merger will likely be good for the banks, but not their employees, says Bartlett Naylor at Public Citizen. Combined, they have 3,100 branches in the Southeast.
You're going to have two people doing the same job, and one of them is going to lose it.
Naylor warns that more consolidation could leave consumers with fewer banking choices, lower interest on deposits, and higher service fees. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.